broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this Monday morning, Monday, June the 6th, 2022, 13 minutes past the hour, and we're going to have a great show today. Coming up after my show this morning at 10:10 a.m., we'll have mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp, and at 4:10 today, we'll have Voice of a People with Linda Sims. Now, if for some reason today, because I am broadcasting remote, we go dead, it's because the internet is running very slow this morning for some reason. I don't know what's going on. But I've been checking the internet connection here, and we already got disconnected from the station one time, which is rare. This hasn't happened a whole lot, but it has happened this morning. So if we do get disconnected, don't go away, as we'll get reconnected as soon as we can. But hopefully that doesn't happen over the next 2 hours. Now, let's see. Hope everybody had a good weekend. I had a great weekend. Got a lot of things out of the way that needed to be done. Thank goodness. It's always a good to get out and get things done that need to be done. Did anybody else do anything interesting this weekend? 740-751-4038. Phone lines are always open. 740-751-4038. We've got a lot of events on our community calendar, so I thought we'd start off the morning by running through these. Important to let people know what's going on in the community. And by the way, if you know of an event going on in the community, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. Of course, we've got the Pickle Festival going on in Dayton on June the 25th. We've got, I think they're calling it the Orang Bang over in LaRue, June 10th and 11th. That'll be this upcoming weekend. We've got an event coming up this fall, Harvest Happenings Festival and Craft Show, October 8th and 9th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. That'll be at the Morrow County Fairgrounds. Of course, we've got the Marion County Fair, now less than a month away, July 4th through July the 9th. We've got the Caledonia Farmers Market underway every Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., June through September. Locally grown produce and fruit, baked goods, honey, meat. Local artists and crafters, they are an authorized food card vendor. Food vouchers for individuals 60 and over. Weekly raffle for vendor products. Weekly 50-50 raffle. That's the Caledonia Farmers Market in the Caledonia Public Square, Saturdays 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And the annual community-wide Village of Caledonia Yard Sale is going on Friday and Saturday, June 24th and 25th. Starting at 8 a.m., all residents are encouraged to participate, set up on the porch, the yard, or the garage. And apparently there'll be a food truck there both days in the village square from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. So that's the annual community-wide Village of Caledonia yard garage sales, June 24th and 25th. If anybody has an event they'd like to put on the community calendar here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Or if anybody has any more information on this Orang Bang coming up this weekend, we know it's a celebration of Walter Lingo, but what we don't know is, will they have food trucks? Will they have rides? We really haven't confirmed that yet. If anybody's listening over in LaRue or knows anything about the event this coming weekend, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. 66 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. Well, we've got a few current events here we'll run down this morning. You know, I haven't had any trouble at McDonald's recently. I don't know if they've got a good staff over there now, or what's going on. Has anybody else noticed this? Maybe it's because school's out. You know, when school's out, I don't run into a whole lot of trouble over there in the morning. Has anybody noticed that things seem to be getting better over there? I'd be interested to know if you know. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Okay. Let's see here. What are the current events that we have on tap this morning? Well, apparently, findings were issued by the state. You know, we covered this story a lot with former auditor Robert Landon. And I guess the findings have been issued somewhere in the amount of $150,000 in penalties for the city of Marion. Now, it's my understanding from reading the article, which came from the state, that the city had paid these fines, but now it will go to the bonding agent for Robert Landon because they found him and his office culpable. I think that's basically how the story read. If somebody read it any differently, let me know. But what do you think? I think this is kind of the final note in this whole thing. $150,000 in late fees, so on and so forth, in the Marion City Auditor. I don't know what you call it. I don't want to call it a scandal. I guess issue, miscalculation. Hard to tell, but what do you think should happen in this case? It's over $150,000, not much over, but $150,000 is quite a bit of dough. And again, I was never really sure about this whole story because I think people took this personally. Because a lot of people like Robert Landon, and I think they probably still do, and I think liking somebody maybe clouded how they felt about the story. And I think that probably happens a lot. That when you like somebody, it's hard to, how should we say? When you like somebody, it's hard to see a story clearly. Because you like them, you think people are attacking them. This came from the state. This didn't come from Marion City. So it is what it is, I guess how they say. So that was news from over the weekend. If anybody has anything to say on that, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. How do you think it should be handled? Do you think the bonding agent will pay that money? I don't know. I don't know how that all will shake out. And I don't know how the people of Marion in general feel about this whole thing now that we're getting toward the end of it, it seems like. We've got a new auditor in office, and now these findings have come out, and I guess we are where we are. All right, what else is there to talk about this morning? Well, since we talked last Friday, we did a lot on Friday on the River Valley commencement story from, I guess it's been a week and a half ago now, where one of the commencement speakers got up and made a statement. Now, I'm only going to go through this one more time, but I'm going to go through it because there has been a little more story that has transpired. Of course, the gentleman got up during the River Valley commencement, and what he said was, "Choose a spouse. I also strongly suggest to make sure to choose biblical principles, you know, a male with a female and a female with a male." That's what he said. And because of that, people got very upset, and the Marion Star did a story on it, and then the Columbus Dispatch picked up that story, and then the Columbus News Media picked up that story, and then the national media picked up that story, and it became a national story. Well, after we went off the air on Friday, we learned that the Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities asked for his resignation, and he refused. So that's where that story is now. Now, do you think he should resign? Do you think that the Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities should have asked for his resignation based on this this comment? Somebody's got to have an opinion on that. 740-751-4038. And as we talked about last week, my take on this is pretty simple, and it has been from the beginning, that that probably was not the best thing to say at a commencement speech, because it didn't really fit at a commencement speech. But the problem is that the fact that it got so blown out of proportion, the fact that that became a national story, is what boggles me. That that of all the things going on in the world, of all the things going on here in Marion, Ohio, that that is what constituted national news. That statement. And you know, I was thinking about this over the weekend. If you went and asked everybody on the Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities what their feeling was on same-sex marriage, what would they say? And if they felt like this gentleman, would they have to resign as well? If you went down city council and all city positions and the county commissioners and you asked them how they felt on same-sex marriage, if they felt this way, that it was a man and a woman, would they have to resign? Or is it not what the man said? Is it where he said it? Because I'm trying to figure it out. I thought that it was because he said it at commencement. I thought that's what the problem was. Not that he had this belief, but that he said it at a commencement. That's why I thought it was news. But I'm not sure anymore when a board is asking for his resignation and he's saying, I'm not going to resign. So is it about saying it at commencement, or is it about having that belief at all? If you have that belief, you cannot be a member of a board. There are a lot of boards in this town. The Historical Society has a board. I believe downtown Marion has a board. Every nonprofit has a board. Now, do you have to go around and ask people what their feeling is on same-sex marriage? And if they don't feel a certain way, they are removed from the board? I guess I'm not sure. So, is the man's crime saying it in public, or is it because he has the feeling at all, or the belief, or the opinion on marriage? What's your thought? 740-751-4038. 66 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Is everybody sleeping in on this Monday morning? 740-751-4038. I don't know. We've talked about this story, but it seems to be changing. It's a story that continues to evolve. And obviously it continues to evolve because the local newspaper continues to do stories on it. It's fascinating to me, to be honest with you, that he has refused to resign. I can't remember the last time that something like that happened. I know boards have called for people's resignations, but the fact that he has refused to resign, that's kind of unique. Now, I don't know what happens from that point on. When somebody refuses to resign, can the board vote to remove them? I guess it's all based on their bylaws. It's a fascinating thing to me. Anybody out there? 740-751-4038. It's a touchy subject for a lot of people. I do want to say again, I attended the Mary Ellen Withrow Museum opening last week. I thought that was just a great event and a great, what should we say, a great job done by the Historical Society in putting that together and putting that museum together. It's really something to see. So if you get a chance, go by and see the Mary Ellen Withrow Museum at the Marion County Historical Society. Oh, one more thing to mention here on the current events a note. This week is our anniversary week here on the station. We went on the air June 10th, 2014. So this is our 8th anniversary week. We actually went on the air, as I said, June the 10th. So Friday will be 8 years we have been on the air. And I was totaling this up over the weekend. Just doing this particular show, we will have done 4,500 hours on Friday. Near 4,500 hours of programming. 8 years, 4,500 hours. That's just this show. That's not counting any other show on the station. So, you know, happy birthday to us. Happy 8th anniversary. All right. Any questions? Any comments about the situation with the former city auditor and the $150,000 finding against him from the state? Anybody have anything more to say about the River Valley commencement speaker and his refusal to resign from the board of MRDD? Or the 8th anniversary of the station here? Or does anybody have any more information on the Orang Bang coming up this weekend? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz, and we can discuss it. Now, it's interesting, we have stayed on the air so far this morning. I know we've had a weak internet connection, but we're doing okay, so thank goodness for that. You know, right now, it's 66 degrees and sunny on June the 6th, 6-6. So we're all sixes right now, except for the year, 22. Four sixes and two twos. All right. We tried Family Feud on Friday. We kind of got rolling with this on Friday morning, but I think it was kind of nice outside, so people had things to do. We have an interesting category here this morning, which should be a lot of fun. I like this category. There are six answers in this category. Name a word that rhymes with horse. How about that? Horse with the, you know, the fair coming up. That's kind of apropos. There are six answers here. Name a word that rhymes with horse. 740-751-4038. Six answers. What word rhymes with horse? Go ahead, caller.
Course.
Course, number three on the list. You got it.
A horse is a horse, a horse, a horse.
The famous Mr. Ed.
All right, doodles.
Bye-bye. Go ahead, caller.
How about a course?
A course, of course is not on the list, but course is number three.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Name a word that rhymes with horse. Now, we've got course, but there are five other answers. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. A word that rhymes with horse. What are the other five answers? 740-751-4038. Is course the only word people know that rhymes with horse? I hope that's not the only one. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Horse.
What's that?
Horse. F-O-R-C-E.
Force. Force, number one on the list. You got it.
Wait.
Force, is number one on the list. So we've got four other answers. A word that rhymes with horse. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Source.
Source, number two. You got it. Source, number two on the list. So we've got force, source, and course. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott. How about remorse?
Remorse, number six on the list. You've got it.
All right.
Hey, thank you. Remorse shows up at number six on the list. All right. Name a word that rhymes with horse. We've got force, source, course, and remorse. Still two left. What are the two words left that rhyme with horse? 740-751-4038. Two words left that rhyme with horse. H-O-R-S-E. Number one was force. Number two was source. Number three was course. And number six was remorse. But there are two other words. A word that rhymes with horse. 740-751-4038. 34 minutes past the hour here on this Monday morning. Does anybody have the other two words? 740-751-4038. A word that rhymes with horse. Did we run through all the words that rhyme with horse? Well, there's got to be at least two more, because there are two more here on the list. If you're just tuning in, we've already got force, source, course, and remorse. But there are two other words that made this list that rhyme with horse. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Divorce.
Divorce, number four on the list. You've got it.
That has to be there. The guy gave a two-syllable word, so okay, divorce. All righty, well, thank you, Scott.
All right, bye-bye. All right, we've got divorce. That was number four on the list. But there still is one other word that rhymes with horse that we do not have. Name a word that rhymes with horse. We've got force, source, course, divorce, and remorse. One word left. 740-751-4038. A word that rhymes with horse. What could that be? Go ahead, caller.
Enforce.
Enforce. Not enforce. Good guess, though. Go ahead, caller.
I was thinking about what your greedy landlord does every month, and that's endorse a check.
Endorse. Endorse was the final word.
Do you like my definition, too?
Yeah, that works okay. I'll go with that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Those were the words. Words that rhyme with horse. We've got force, source, course, divorce, endorse, and remorse. 36 minutes past the hour. Now, I do want to open it up again here. We'll go back to Family Feud in a second, but 36 minutes past the hour. If anybody has anything they'd like to say in regard to anything, go ahead, caller.
How about outsource?
Outsource, not on the list.
Aw.
I know. It's depressing. Bye-bye. No outsource on the list. No, it was force, source, course, divorce, endorse, and remorse. Words that rhyme with horse. Now, before we get back to it, I do want to let everybody, because we might have new listeners who are waking up right now. It sounds like a few of you might have just woken up. If anybody wants to talk about former Auditor Landon and the $150,000 ruling against him by the state, feel free. The River Valley commencement story continues as the man who made the statement during the commencement has been asked to resign from the Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities. He has refused to do so. Do you have any thoughts on that? Those are the two stories that we pretty well highlighted this morning. If you have a thought on either one of those and would like to share it, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's pretty much what's going on in Marion at this point. 740-751-4038. The big question in the Landon thing, as I said earlier, is will the bonding agent cover that? I don't know. I don't know how much his bond was for, and I don't know if they will or not. That'll be interesting to find out. And again, with the River Valley commencement thing, when somebody refuses to resign from a board, can the board vote them off? I guess it depends on the board's bylaws. I don't know. So those are the stories. If you have an opinion on them or anything else going on, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. Or if anybody's got any more information on the Orang Bang, which is happening in LaRue this weekend, the 10th and 11th, let me know that, 740-751-4038. Other than that, we'll move on to the next category here. If nobody would like to speak on those particular issues, I think we've got another category here. It's got four answers. Name a dish or ingredient you might find on the menu of an expensive restaurant. Four answers here. That's an interesting category. Name a dish or ingredient you might find on the menu of an expensive restaurant. A dish or ingredient you might find on the menu of an expensive restaurant. 740-751-4038. Only four answers here. Does anybody know what they are? Something on the menu at an expensive restaurant. 40 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
You might find this answer a bit fishy, but how about caviar?
Caviar is the number one answer. You got it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Caviar, number one answer on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 740-751-4038. Something you might find on the menu of an expensive restaurant. We've got caviar. What might the other three answers be? Has anybody recently been to an expensive restaurant? Got something on the menu? 740-751-4038. Maybe we don't go to many expensive restaurants. I don't even know what would be considered an expensive restaurant in Marion. What restaurant in Marion would you consider to be an expensive restaurant? Let's see here. We've got caviar, but we don't have the other three. Something that would be on the menu of an expensive restaurant. 41 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. Does anybody know the answer? Something you would find on the menu of an expensive restaurant. All right, maybe this person knows. Go ahead, caller.
I would say Harding Harbor Seafood is probably the fanciest, but, I mean, it's up for debate.
You know, I don't know. I've never been in there. I don't know what would be considered an expensive restaurant.
Well, my answer would be wine. I mean,
wine?
People generally have wine with a fancy meal. Is that too general? Do you want a specific kind of wine?
No wine on the list, actually.
Okay, well, I thought I would give it a try.
All right. No wine on the list. Wine is not on this particular list. Name something you would find on the menu of an expensive restaurant. We've got caviar. Three other answers remain. 740-751-4038. Now, well, Adam seems to think that the seafood restaurant in the Harding Hotel would be the most expensive restaurant in Marion. I don't know. What do you think the most expensive restaurant in Marion is? I don't know price-wise, really, who has the highest prices. I think that was the category. I think it does say expensive. Yeah, expensive restaurant. I don't know. I don't know what the prices are at the seafood place, so I would not know what to compare them with. Fast food anymore is expensive. Something you would find on the menu of an expensive restaurant. We've got caviar. Three other answers to go. 740-751-4038. 66 degrees. Sunny skies here on this Monday morning, June the 6th. I think the weather has just been way too nice lately. Everybody is outside as soon as that sun comes up in the morning. 740-751-4038. Does anybody know what you would find on the menu of an expensive restaurant? You know, we're not doing very well with this one. 44 minutes past the hour. All we've got so far is caviar. There's only three other answers here. What would be... You know, what this question is really asking is, what is an expensive item that you would get at a restaurant? Because if it's an expensive restaurant, obviously the item would be expensive. Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. Something on the menu at an expensive restaurant. Caviar is all we've got so far, and that was the number one answer. Does anybody know the other three? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
What about escargot?
Not escargot, but a good guess. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I wish somebody else would call, but maybe...
Somebody else just did, right before you.
I'll impersonate somebody.
Somebody did right before you.
Okay, filet mignon?
No filet mignon.
Okay, thank you.
No filet mignon, no escargot. But we are looking for items on the menu at an expensive restaurant. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about filet mignon?
No filet mignon, but a good guess.
Really?
I know. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Lobster.
Lobster, number two on the list. You got it.
Thanks.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, Adam said somebody else should call, so I decided to call.
Well, thank God. Now the calls are pouring in. Everybody must have woken up finally.
How about lobster?
Lobster, number two on the list. How have you been?
I've been good. Busy, but I've been good.
I'm glad to hear it. Lobster, number two on the list. You've got it.
All right.
Bye-bye. Go ahead, caller.
Prime rib.
No prime rib on the list, but a good guess. Now the calls poured in. Well, that's good. We like the calls. 46 minutes past the hour. Name something you'd find on the menu at an expensive restaurant. We've got caviar and lobster. There are still two other items. 740-751-4038. 47 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. Go ahead, caller.
What about beverages?
There are no beverages on this list.
Okay,
thank you. No beverages on this particular list. Something you would find on the menu at an expensive restaurant. We've got caviar, and we've got lobster. There are still two that we do not have. 740-751-4038. And if anybody has an opinion on Marion's most expensive restaurant, we would like to hear that too. We've had one guest for the seafood restaurant in the Harding Hotel lobby, but I don't know if they are the most expensive. I don't know what the prices are like there. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
What about a T-bone steak?
A steak is on the list. Number three. You've got it.
Thanks.
Steak shows up on the list at number three. So we've got caviar, lobster, and steak. One answer left now. Something on the menu at an expensive restaurant. 740-751-4038. Caviar, lobster, and steak. We've got those, but one answer remains. 48 minutes past the hour on this Monday morning, June the 6th, 2022, 66 degrees, sunny skies here in Marion. One answer left. What is that one answer, that one expensive item on a menu at an expensive restaurant? I think I used the word expensive there too many times. What word or what item are we missing? We've got caviar, lobster, steak. One answer left. An item on the menu at an expensive restaurant. Who's going to be the brainiac out there, the smart person, who's going to call in and have this answer? What is the remaining item here? 740-751-4038. An item on the menu at an expensive restaurant. What is the final item? Final answer. 740-751-4038. 50 minutes past the hour here. 10 minutes left to go. We've got our caviar. We've got our lobster in our fish category. We've got our red meat steak. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, how about salmon?
No salmon on the list, but a good guess.
No
salmon on the list here. An item on the menu at an expensive restaurant. Caviar, lobster, steak. One item left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Catch of the day.
No catch of the day, but a good guess. No catch of the day on the list. Boy, what is our final item? Are we going to get it here in the remaining 9 minutes this hour, 51 minutes past the hour? Item on the menu at an expensive restaurant. We've got caviar, lobster, steak. One left to go. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, what's up?
Not much. How are you doing?
All right, I'm going to work.
Oh. Well, you work at a restaurant. Do you have the answer here?
I think I do.
Go right ahead.
Well, ours is pretty expensive. An appetizer, probably.
No appetizer.
Like boneless wings.
No appetizer, but it's a good guess. You sound a little hoarse. Are you doing okay?
No, I had to clear my throat.
Oh, okay. Well, you're just waking up this morning.
Yeah, and I heard gas is going to be $5.50 today.
Oh, is it going to be $5.50? What's the gas prices now? Have you driven by a gas station?
They're like $480, $490.
Well, I don't know. Will it stop people from traveling? I don't know.
It's crazy.
It's a different thing. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah. All right.
No appetizer on the list. I saw something about gas prices getting over $5. I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens as the day goes on. 52 minutes past the hour here. Items on the menu of an expensive restaurant. 53 minutes past the hour now. What's the remaining item? Go ahead, caller.
How about duck?
No duck on the list.
Wow, I'm giving out all these good answers and they're not on the list.
Now, have you ever eaten duck?
Yes, I have.
What's it taste like?
Like duck.
Okay, well, that narrows it right down. Does it have a similar taste to any other food?
No, it's a little stronger taste than, say, chicken.
Why does everything taste like chicken?
This will taste like chicken. It's just got a stronger... I mean, if you're expecting it to taste like chicken, it's got a little stronger taste than chicken.
Like tangier or...
I don't know. I don't really know how to describe it. It's just a stronger taste. Like dark meat.
Oh, okay. Well, I've never had... Is there anywhere to get duck in Marion?
As far as the restaurant goes, I really don't know. I mean, you can buy it at the store.
What would you say is the most expensive restaurant in Marion?
I would have to say, as far as Marion goes, it would be Red Lobster.
Is that more expensive than the seafood place down at the Harding Hotel?
I think it's a little more expensive than it, yeah.
Yeah, I've never been there. I'll have to check it out. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right, it's not duck. We're still looking for that final answer. 54, coming up on 55 minutes past the hour. An item on the menu at an expensive restaurant. 740-751-4038. We've got caviar, lobster, and steak. What answer don't we have? 740-751-4038. Less than 5 minutes left now to get this answer in this hour. Caviar, lobster, steak, all on the list. One answer left to go. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Lamb. Leg of lamb.
No lamb, but that's a good guess. Good to hear from you. How you been?
I'm just hanging in there. My second best guess would be in the restaurant for Bob would be a slice of Spam.
Well, Spam's not on the list either, but that's a good guess, too.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. No Spam, no lamb on the list. They rhyme. Good guesses, but not on the list. Name an item on the menu of an expensive restaurant. 740-751-4038. We've got caviar, lobster, and steak. Now 4 minutes left to go. Is anybody going to get the answer? 56 minutes past the hour. Don't forget mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp at 10:15 this morning. And then Voice of a People with Linda Sims at 4:10 today. All right, one answer left. An item on the menu at an expensive restaurant. Go ahead, caller.
Escargot.
No escargot.
Oh, my God.
I know. No escargot on the list. Can you believe this? Boy, we're under 4 minutes. Is anybody going to get it? Something on the menu at an expensive restaurant. Go ahead, caller.
How about wine? Like alcohol.
No wine on the list. No wine on the list today. Something on the menu at an expensive restaurant. Now we're down to 3 minutes, 57 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. 740-751-4038. Boy, what is the final answer here? something on the menu of an expensive restaurant. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about dessert?
Dessert? I think this is a dessert item.
You're cutting out, Scott.
Oh, okay. I think this is a dessert item. Go ahead, caller.
Is it a four-legged animal or water?
It's a dessert. Go ahead, caller.
Truffles?
Truffles. Now, what is truffles exactly?
I don't really know.
I have no idea what truffles are. But, yes, it is truffles. You've got it. Thank you.
You're welcome, bud.
Go ahead, caller.
How about truffles?
Truffles, you've got it. What are truffles? What are truffles?
A mushroom.
It's now, is that a dessert?
No, it's a mushroom.
Oh, see, I screwed it all up then. I told people it was a dessert.
No, truffles are, it's a mushroom, a very, very expensive and rare mushroom.
See, I thought truffles was a dessert. Now, what am I thinking of? That's
they have, I don't know, they have pigs that actually sniff them out. They're rare. They're very expensive.
Now, what do you think, Marion, most expensive restaurant?
Oh, boy.
We've only had seafood places.
I don't think it does anymore.
Well,
It does, but...
Well, the Scotch and Sirloin, I thought, was our expensive...
I think that was... The high end in Marion, but I don't think we have one now.
We'll have to get somebody needs to open up one.
Which is too bad.
That is too bad. Well, hey, thanks for the truffles.
Okie doke.
Bye bye. We've got we've got about 30 seconds left this hour. Something on the menu at an expensive restaurant: caviar, lobster, steak, and truffles. Okay, we're going to come back with another topic in about 15 minutes. So don't tune away. Back with another topic in 15 minutes. Family Feud here this morning. Don't you dare.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk.
When we're joined, this is great pride and privilege, for the first time by Joy Behar. You told a story on The Tonight Show after you left The View with Jay Leno that Barbara had threatened to fire you.